Miracle worker, way maker, miracle worker, miracle worker, way maker, miracle worker, way maker, miracle worker, way maker, miracle worker.
Song Sister Wells sung resonated with what the scripture God gave me. The same thing that Tom taught resonated with what God gave me. God makes winners. You know what winners do when they hit the finish line? They rejoice. They rejoice. Psalm 33 says, rejoice in the Lord, all you righteous. For the praise is comely, for upright, for the praise of the Lord with a harp, and sing unto him with a psaltery and an instrument of strings, and sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. Pentecost is loud, and I love it. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, the hosts of all them. By the breath of his mouth, he gathereth the waters of the sea together as a heap, and he layeth up the depth in the storehouses. Let the earth fear the Lord, and let the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done, and he commanded, and it stood fast. And the Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, and the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people for whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. This morning I had to look up rejoice to get a definition. I shouldn't have to look it up. I shouldn't have had to Google it. I should know enough in my heart that God takes and makes winners. He takes the broken and heals. He takes the downtrodden and lifts them up. He takes the one that is in most need of comfort and care and consolation. He gives them hope. He gives them things that social media can't give you. A job or a career or a business can't give you. He gives you what you need in replacement of all the things the world says you need and that you should want. But he really gives the treasure from heaven. And this morning, it's available.
Maybe sing it if you'd like.
Your faithfulness, your faith. do it again.
Do it again. I've seen you move.
Yes, Lord.
You Praise your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Why don't we just give the Lord some hand clap and praise right now? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of glory and honor and praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you for standing. You may be seated. I think I left my iPad somewhere. Oh, somebody just replaced it. Nice. Magic. Bless you for being in the house of the Lord this morning. I do want to make you aware of a few things. One thing you're probably aware of by the sense of smell. There is, after service, there is a baked potato luncheon. By donation only, so any and all that want to come and fellowship and have a good time with us downstairs after service, there's a baked potato luncheon. And then during that time, we are going to auction off some desserts and baked goods, and so just have a good time. This all the proceeds from this are going to go towards our Mother's Memorial offering, given to Mother's Memorial from our local assembly. And so rest assured that all the funds that we procure, obviously we'll have to pay the expenses of the food, but once the expenses are paid, all the monies will go towards Mother's Memorial and offering from our local assembly. And so we encourage you to help us out in that. Wednesday night, we are continuing in our adult Bible study, Developing the Leader in You, and encourage you to come and be a part of those lessons together. And then next Sunday, regular Sunday morning format, Sunday morning, you know, we have the 10 o'clock Sunday school, 11 o'clock evangelistic worship service. And then on Sunday night, the 30th, we are going to get together and make the float for the sandwich parade, 4th of July parade. The 4th of July parade is happening on July the 6th, so a few days after July the 4th, but they always do it the Saturday closest to the 4th. And so we are planning to have a float in that parade, and we need your help in putting it together. And so we'll give you more details on that. Just remember, a week from tonight on the 30th, we will be getting together to make sure all the preparations are done for the float. And then the following weekend is a special weekend. Obviously, the parade on July the 6th at 10 a.m. in the morning here down Main Street. Encourage you to come. Many of us will go right down the road here. Here. I had to think of where I was for a minute. And sit and watch the parade. Obviously, there will be those in the parade this year from our local assembly. Then later that evening, beginning at 5 o'clock, at the Davis's residence, we will have our Faith Family Fireworks. The city of Sandwich has moved their fireworks display. Normally, they do it on a Sunday night, but they have moved it back to Saturday night. And so that is always the culmination of our get-together. And so we have moved our time back to Saturday. And so we will have our event from 5 o'clock until everybody leaves. But we need your help. There's a sign-up sheet at the back. There are many duties, many different things that have to happen in order to put this on and host this. We have people from the community, other family members that come and are a part of this. And so we need your help. Church will provide the meats and the bread as far as the hamburger, hot dog, buns. But we need each family to bring a dish to share and a drink, and then we also need the help back there on the sheet. So sign up and help us with that. And then the Sunday after that, July the 7th, we will have a Sunday morning service, but no PM activity on July the 7th. So we just wanted to, make you aware of all that. If you have your Bibles, why don't you stand? Luke chapter number 6, begin reading in verse number 47. Luke chapter number 6, beginning verse number 47. While you're turning there, to remind you tonight, share session. There are lots of stuff and lots of people that have signed up. We weren't able to do it on July the 2nd, so we have to sandbag a little bit, and there's some more to be done tonight. So we'll get through as much as we can. We won't take it too long, but any and all that we can have participate in it. And if you don't get to participate in it tonight, just know that it will be there and ready for you during the next time. But we do want to give you opportunity to share. We're calling it share. Sunday night share. We give you opportunity to share the word, an opportunity to share your story, opportunity to share a talent. And so these three areas are what we're going to focus upon. And again, this is not, I'm not going to be up here. It's going to be you sharing. I'm not going to be saying anything. I mean, I may start it off, but then we're going to turn it over, and we're going to have people sharing their story, their testimony, their life experiences. We're going to have people sharing their talents. And hopefully, not yet, nobody's signed up to share the word, believe it or not, but hopefully we'll have some people that will sign up to share the word. Luke chapter number 7. I'm sorry, number 6. Beginning in verse number 47. Luke chapter number 6, beginning in verse number 47. Read down to verse number 49. Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He's like a man which built an house and digged deep. Everybody say, dig deep. And laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Draw your attention back to verse number 48. Jesus, after he made the statement, you come to me and hear my sayings and then you do them, let me tell you what you're going to be like. Tell you who you're going to be like. You're going to be like the man that built a house and dig deep. Laid the foundation on a rock. When the flood rose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. I want to preach to you upon two words. Dig deep. Dig deep. Lord Jesus, we love you. God, I'm thankful for your word that challenges us, God, that reminds us, God, of what it takes to truly be overcomers, what it takes to build a spiritual house in our lives. Lord, I pray that you would open our hearts and our minds to receive your word, God, that we would leave here encouraged, uplifted, challenged, God, to go forth and to do your will, to dig deep, God, and thereupon establish, God, what you would have us build for your kingdom and for your glory. We love you, we praise you, we honor you, we thank you, God, for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. For all that you are and all that you do, in your name that is above every name, in Jesus' precious name we pray, and everybody said amen. God bless you for standing. You may be seated. Dig deep. Some may call it the parable of the houses, or the parable of the builders. Both house builders are likened unto people who come to God and hear his words. Both come to God, both hear his words, but one builder builds correctly and the other does not. One hears the words and does them. The other hears the same words but does them not. Matthew records this parable as well, but here in Luke there is a three-word phrase that is not mentioned in Matthew, and it is that three-word phrase from which I drew the title and the subject of the message here this morning. For that three-word phrase used by Luke in his telling of the story included these three words, and digged deep. See, if we are going to build anything that will stand the test of time, if we are going to build anything that will truly stand amongst the trials and the temptations and the struggles of life, if there is something that we are going to build that will stand during the storms of life, then we must understand there is a way that it must be built. The parable tells us we understand that we must first learn how to dig deep. Finding a firm foundation upon which to build doesn't come by just scratching beneath the surface. You have to go all in. You have to get in over your head. You have to be willing to dig deep. See, the reality is all of us are building something. We are building a family. We are building relationships. We are building a career. We are, I hope we understand, we are building a legacy. We are all building something. And so the scripture tells us, and again, there are other passages which encourage us to consider how we are building it. Take heed how you build, one passage says. It is for us to recognize that it does matter what we do. It does matter how we build. It does matter how we dig. It does matter what effort we put into it, for we are all building something. We are attempting to construct something in life. We are attempting to build something that will last. Luke also mentions in Luke 14, verses 28 through 30, he says, "For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Lest haply after he hath laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, This man began to build and was not able to finish." And I wonder how many times, and I wonder in how many ways this could parallel lives. I wonder how many people intended to build a great relationship. I wonder how many couples intended to build a great marriage. I wonder how many entrepreneurs intended to build a great business. I wonder how many people and how many parents intended to build great legacies for their children. I wonder how many sought to build something great and something that would last and something that would stand the test of time and something that would endure the storms of life and something that would stand against the floods. I wonder how many people sat down and considered and thought to themselves, I have what it takes to do this. I can make this happen. I can build this up. I can construct this thing that will stand the test of time. Unfortunately, how many of those men and women have to look back at the rubble and realize they didn't have what it took. Somewhere along the line, they did not dig deep enough. Somewhere along the line, they stayed too shallow. The roots didn't sink far enough down. The pillars weren't constructed on firm foundations, and they didn't have what it took to build something that would stand the test of time. Listen, when I consider how to build a spiritual house, I begin to realize right away that in and of myself, I do not have sufficient to build it. Me, in my flesh, dwelleth no good. I realize that in and of myself, to build what God would have me to build, I don't have the tools necessary. I don't have the experience that will be adequate. I don't have the things in and of myself that will cause me to construct something that will last. Nobody gets into business intending to fail. No couple starts out and at the altar as they say their vows determines that it's not going to last. Somewhere along the line, they realized they didn't have sufficient to finish. Listen, I realize that in me, there's deficiency. I realize that if I'm going to build what needs to be built for God, if I'm going to build a family like God would have me to build a family, if I'm going to build a marriage like God would have me to build a marriage, if I'm going to build a career, I'm going to build a legacy, I'm going to build anything that's going to stand the test of time, I've got to make sure I construct it correctly. Got to make sure I'm doing what needs to be done. When trials come and storms blow in and floods begin to rise and it's all said and done, it's still standing. You see, if I'm going to build something of substance, I must start with the proper foundation.
1 Corinthians 3:10 and 11, according to the grace of God which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon, for other foundation can no man lay that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Can I paraphrase what Paul is saying? And listen, you can build on a lot of things. You can try to construct a lot of things, but there's only really one foundation that will last. There's really only one foundation that will stand all the tests and all the trials. There's really only one foundation that will be standing when the storms of life roll through. There's really only one foundation that you can build upon and be assured that it's going to last. And it's got to be Jesus. Way to find the foundation upon which something of lasting substance is to be built. You have to dig deep. You have to get below the surface. And finding a firm foundation, finding a rock, as the parable says, requires digging. It requires getting your hands dirty. It requires put some effort. It requires blood, sweat, and tears. It requires expending of yourself. It requires of you getting below the surface. It requires you to truly dig deep. You see, let me explain this in an opposite reality that we can readily understand. Every day, therapists, counselors, psychiatrists, pastors are digging into the past of their patients and constituents, congregation, in order to find where it started. In order to deconstruct the addiction, in order to get beyond the problem, in order to find the foundation of why it is they respond like they respond, in order to try to pick out, in order to try to ascertain why this thing happened to them years ago and they're still dealing with it, and this trauma they experienced in their life happened and they're still having issues and there's still complications in their life, in order for them to ever be able to deconstruct that, to tear down that house, they got to dig deep. So they ask probing questions and they have sessions and they try to find what traumatic event in life this thing has been built upon. They realize that the building is condemned. The building should be torn down. But for some reason they keep visiting the building and they don't understand why they can't tear it down. Don't understand why they can't get past the addiction. They don't understand why they can't get over the anger. They don't understand why they can't let the bitterness go. They don't understand why they cannot forgive. That's what people try to lead them. Try to tell them, listen, you can't just tell me what I want to hear. You got to be honest. You got to dig deep. You got to get below the surface. We got to find what it is. We got to find that foundation that has caused this thing to rise in your life. And yes, I know it's a monstrosity, and I know it's a condemned building that you don't want to visit, but you end up doing. And I'm telling you, the only way to deconstruct something is to dig deep. The only way to get over it, the only way to get past it, is to dig deep. In an attempt to deconstruct that obstacle in someone's life, they say, hey, let me help you dig deep. Let me help you get past. But see, here's the thing. Digging deep is painful. Digging deep is hard. Digging deep is strenuous work. Digging deep is saying things I don't want to say. Digging deep is remembering things I don't want to remember. Digging deep is going back, and I don't want to go back. But the reality is, they realize the digging deep has to happen because things have to be unearthed. Things have to be dug up and removed from life in order for new construction to begin. So we, many of us often in our lives, are seeking to build something for God, something that is good, something that is right, something that is worthwhile, something that is lasting. At the same point in time, we're trying to deconstruct the things that are wrong in our lives. We're trying to tear down the condemned buildings and get them away. We know they're decreasing the value of our lives. We know that they're bringing in the riffraff of the world. We know that those things that are constructed in our lives we no longer want. We know we have to some way, somehow, tear them down. And in both ways and in both worlds, the only way to do it is to dig deep. But here's a problem. We live in an increasingly superficial world where everybody wears masks and everybody has a hidden agenda. Where lots of people are an inch deep and a mile long. Shallow. No depth of integrity or character. People want the easy way, the quick build. Hurry, get it above the surface. Let people see it as it reaches into the sky. What an image. What a monstrosity that I've built. What a great thing that people can come around and see. But the reality is, as soon as the storm comes, as soon as the trial, make no mistake, the parable says, immediately it fell. For some reason, we're more concerned with building houses of sticks and straw and going out to play. Not realizing that the big bad wolf awaits to huff and puff and blow the house down. Failure upon failure. Constructed quick, but destroyed quicker. Houses of straw and sticks are easily overcome by the wind and the rain, and great is the fall of it. You see, just as you have to dig deep to deconstruct the incorrectly built things, you have to dig deep in building the ones that will stand the test of time and the storms of life. If it's going to last, it's going to take time. If it's going to last, you got to be patient with the process. If it's going to make the difference, if it's going to be a legacy, if it's going to be left behind when you're gone to stand strong, then you're going to have to dig deep. You're going to have to get some dirt under your nails. You're going to have to get dirty and sweat. But that's the only way it's going to last. Because things that will last must have depth. You can't build a tall building on a short foundation. It doesn't work. It won't last. You can't build a lot of love in a marriage with just a little bit of time. It won't work. It's going to last. You got to make sure it's founded upon a rock. And in order to find the rock, in order to get where you need to get to start construction, you have to dig deep. Anything worth building is going to take more than just scratching the surface. It's going to take getting down and dirty. Please understand what I'm saying. As we approach the time when the Bible says that everything that can be shaken will be shaken, understand this, superficial Christianity will not work. Just coming and putting a brick every Sunday or every Wednesday or every now and then, it's not going to make it. You got to dig deep into your life. You got to dig deep into your heart. You got to dig deep into your everyday experience. You got to dig deep into a walking relationship with God. If it's going to last, if it's going to be there for the protection when the storm comes, if it's going to be something that your family can run to, hey, Noah, You need to understand. A little John boat won't work, bud. You can't just take a few hours and put some lumber together and expect this thing is going to make it when the storm comes and the flood rises. Hey, Noah, if it's going to be there to save you and your family, if it's going to be there for somebody to run into, you're going to have to spend a lot of time. You're going to have to spend years after years. Noah, if you're going to make something that's going to last, you got to dig deep into your resources, Noah. You got to go deeper into the forest. You can't just take the scrub oaks on the outside. You got to go in where the big trees are. You got to fail the big lumber, Noah. You got to get the wood that's been there for a long time. The wood that's not going to shrink when the water rises, Noah. If you're going to build something that's going to last, it's going to take time and effort and sweat. Gonna have to dig deep. Make no mistake, both builders came to God. The Bible makes that clear. Both builders heard the word of God. Hearing the word of God is not the hard part. It's doing the word of God. Hearing the preacher preach or the teacher teach or the devotion, reading the devotion, that's not the hard part. That's the easy part. It's then doing it. And that's why Jesus said, listen, he that cometh to me heareth my sayings and then doeth them. Let me tell you who he's like. Let me give you an example of what will happen in his life. He's like the builder who went to build a house and he dig deep and he founded it upon a rock. And when the stream beat vehemently upon the house and the floods came and it was shaken, but it stood the test. See, I've come to realize this in my life and experiences. The treasure is often below the trauma. The precious things are far below the surface. As many times you got to dig deeper than the hurt to find the heal. You got to dig deeper than the rejection to find the acceptance. Please understand where I'm coming from. You got to dig deeper than the trauma and the experience. You got to dig deeper than that in order to find the rock upon which to build the thing that will last. See, I did a little study. Top 10 precious metal mines in the world range between 1.5 and 2.5 miles deep. It's a quote I came across a few days ago. It says, the meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to share it. The meaning of life is to find your gift. And the purpose of life is to share it. And so that begs the question, how many people go through life never digging deep enough to find their gift? And thus never fulfilling their purpose. How many of the millions are content to dwell upon the surface? How many of the millions are content to be surface dwellers where they don't go deep? They don't ever really feel fulfilled and satisfied in life, and they struggle and they waver back and forth, and they build only to watch it fall, and they construct only to watch it fall to pieces. I don't want to be somebody who doesn't dig deep enough to find the gift. I want to be somebody who digs deep enough to unearth the precious metals, the treasures, the jewels that God has deposited in my life. That God, from my own creation, from how He established me, I've got to dig deep. Romans 11:33 tells us this: oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. If I'm going to have the wisdom and the knowledge it takes to build what God would have me to build, I've got to dig deep. I've got to get below the surface. I've got to do what others are not willing to do. There's a quote that was often said to us in secular sales training: be willing to do now what others will not, so that you can live a life later that others cannot. That means putting in the time. That means putting in the effort. That means digging deep. That means going below the surface. That means really working at it. That means really trying. That means giving it your all, putting everything into it. Why? Because it's going to be worth it. Because when the storm comes and the rain comes, guess what? It's still going to be standing. I'm closing. You can stand to your feet. Do you want something that will last? Do you want something that will not fall when the flood rises? Do you want something that can't be shaken because it's founded upon a rock? Do you want something that will truly be there when other things have been washed away? If so, there's only one way to make that happen. There's only one way to truly assure yourself that the time and the effort and the expenditure and the resources that you are spending and investing in that building are going to stand the test of time. There's only one way to be assured. You have to dig deep. So Lord, it's my prayer this morning for myself and these precious people. Realize in the world in which we live, so many people are so concerned with just their image, so concerned with getting something up and fast, so others can look at it and we'll go into debt, we'll foolishly spend our time and effort, resources and ways in areas that are so shallow. Work on hobbies, have affinities for things, have no true substance. Take heed what you build thereon. Dig deep. You see, we have the tendency to do so. That's why we call them sports fanatics, shopaholics. So we have a tendency in our life to lock in and dig into something. So-and-so is a history buff. So-and-so is a gym rat. So-and-so is all about music, or so-and-so is all about sport. And if I'm going to dig deep into something, let it be something that's going to last. If I'm going to dig deep into something, let it be something that's going to have eternal value. If I'm going to dig deep into something, let it be something which my family can run to and find protection in. If I'm going to dig deep, let it be something that Austin and Kinsley and Landon can come and find shelter from the storm. He's these altars are open for anybody who wants to spend some time digging deep, who wants to sink the shovel a little bit further into the soil, who wants to say, okay, I know I got to dig a little further. There's greater treasures to find. There's a larger rock that must be built upon. There's something here. I can't give up now. I got to keep digging. I got to keep getting my hands dirty. I'm vested in this thing. I'm not giving up till I find that place in God where He says, okay, here's a good place. You found the rock I've had in your life the whole time. You found the meaning. Here's your gift. Now build upon it and share it. Find fulfillment. Find your meaning. But you won't do so without digging deep. Realize as you get further and further below the surface, the soil thickens and gets harder. I've done enough digging in my day in a natural sense to know it doesn't get easier. If you're going to find the precious metal, it's going to take some special equipment. It's going to take some special people willing to go below the surface. If I'm going to find the diamonds in the rough, if I'm going to find the nuggets of gold, they're hidden beneath the surface. Don't stop digging. Hey, husband, don't start heaving with the shovel. Don't give up. Plunge it deeper.
So many things.
Young man, if you're going to build a family, dig deep now. Young lady, if you're going to be the woman God wants you to be, you got to dig deep.
I need you to break through. Tear down the walls, let everything fall. Because I want to praise you. With nothing between.
Oh, Pastor, I want to build something that's going to last. And you got
to
dig deep. I want to find those riches. I want to find the richness of life for you, God, to dig deep. I want to find what's precious and meaningful. I want to find stuff of substance. I'm tired of a superficial world. I'm tired of all this surface dwelling. Then dig deep. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be hard, but it's going to be worth it.
Open the gate. I'm getting tired of playing it safe. Break through the pride. Break through the shame. I've had enough of playing the same. Break through the fear. Open the gate. Break through the pride. Break want to praise you. Nothing between you and me. I need you to break through.
Hallelujah. All over this house, can we lift our hands, lift our voice? Help me, Lord, to be willing to dig deep. Even if others just want to stand on the surface and talk while they lean on their shovel, Lord, help me put my hand to the plow. Help me dig deep. I want to build something that's going to last. Something that will stand when the storm comes. I have to dig deep. Oh, Jesus. Deep calleth unto deep. Deep calleth unto deep. Oh, you have such precious treasure. It's hidden in the field. You gotta go and find it. There's such a jewel in your life. There's such treasure. It's gonna take searching and digging. Hurts, Pastor. Struggle putting the shovel in the soil because it hurts. It's not what I want to do, but I know it's what I need to do. I'm tired of seeing things fall in my life. So many examples of others who tried to build on faulty foundations. Family members that have failed me. Relationships that have left me scratching my head, wondering what went wrong. The reality is the majority of just started. Didn't dig deep first.
It's gonna be worth it.
Then get down to the substance.
It's gonna be worth it all. I believe that. It's gonna be worth it. It's gonna be worth it. It's gonna be worth it all.
I'm not afraid.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. A few weeks ago, final thought, final comment. Walked a property and the request was for me to assess the condition of parking lots and driveways. Property that I knew and had been relayed to me that they had attempted to repair many times. I thought maybe it was an inferior company, and then they thought maybe it was inferior concrete. They pinned it, they rebarred it. My last visit, I was meeting with the head of maintenance. So I finally found someone who knew when they first constructed this place. He said the reason why this place is such a mess because when they initially put in the parking lot and driveways, they didn't dig deep enough. Lord, help me. Help me to be willing to dig deep. So much rests upon it. So much is weighing upon it. Help me to dig deep. Lord, we love you. We thank you. We ask your blessings upon the food that we're about to partake of. Lord, let's have a great time, fellowship together. Let the money God go towards Mother's Memorial, a great cause of our organization. We love you, we praise you, we honor you, we thank you for this time together. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. God bless you.